Delaware has tested hundreds of rape kits from a backlog dating as far back as the 1980s. The tests have led to two convictions, including a guilty plea from a serial rapist. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed looks into what this means for the victims and the criminal justice system.
A Chester man pleaded guilty to raping seven women in Wilmington between 2014 and 2018. The plea resulted from a federal initiative called Saki that aims to fund the testing of more than 200,000 untested rape kits nationwide. It's the second conviction in Delaware after the state tested 821 rape kits. The backlog will resolve next month after the results come back from another 316 kits left untested between 2015 and 2018. Michael Kelly of Saki in Delaware says it allows law enforcement to open or reopen cases. Victims choose whether or not to prosecute, and they're offered counseling.
I measure that as a success, that we're providing services for someone that may not be ready to come forward for a prosecution. They may need someone to talk to. They may need some support. I mean, ultimately, taking that offender off the street, holding him accountable for his actions, that's another way of measuring success.
Several cases are at various stages of investigation, Kelly says. Mary Skatz co-chairs victim resource group SAND, which partners with Saki. She says the backlog was disheartening because victims weren't getting justice. Testing kits means cases are taken seriously.
They've gone through this traumatic experience, then through a secondary trauma of having to go through these tests. And now it's almost like an answer and a conclusion to the journey and the story. I don't believe that it makes it all just go away, but I do believe it helps provide a part of healing, a sense of closure. This happened, I was tested, and now this person will now answer for their crime.
Elizabeth McCourt oversees SARC, a victim advocacy group partnering with Saki. She says holding attackers accountable assures victims they'll be believed.
It sends a really important message to every other survivor that's out there.
From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.